coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy best day of the week to you. On a nice and brisk sort of morning, 61 in Oshkosh, 62 in Green Bay, 64 in Appleton. Winds coming from the south-southwest at 4 to 6 miles per hour.
Wrong. I looked it up before we started.
Winds coming from the southwest.
You're right about the direction, south-southwest.
Okay, so I pulled mine up.
Okay.
And mine says winds from the southwest at 5 miles an hour.
Mine's, okay.
What does yours say?
South-southwest at 8.
No.
Yeah.
It's not, okay, but it's not that windy out there. It's,
I'll call the
National Weather Service.
National Weather
Please
Service
do.
Tell them that's right.
Tell them they got it wrong.
Yeah, okay.
Please do.
Well, you, okay. Hmm? I think Todd just likes you more. So
no, this,
like,
well, he does. We were talking about that.
Before you came in this morning, I said, John, I like you better than Jim.
A lot better. Yeah. No, he said, John, I like you so much better than Jim. I can't even put it into words. He said that.
Okay. All right. Wow. Anyway, yes. Okay. I thought I would. Usually I look it up after you make it ahead of time.
But, yeah.
Okay. I really, Todd, it did say 8.
I believe you. I'm just looking up the information from the National Weather Service from Austin Straubel International Airport.
I will say that was at 4:30.
Maybe it's changed.
Yeah.
Could be. You know what's weird? You know how stuffy I've been all week?
Yes.
I was walking down the street here. And it's like, I don't feel stuffy. Is the direction of the wind a difference with allergies? Is that, or maybe because it's a little bit cooler?
Oh, stuffy because of allergies. I think you meant stuffy because of attitude.
No.
Stuffy because of, yes.
I've just been really stuffy all week.
Yeah.
Morning, it's like, hey, I feel good. I even went and bought some Afrin or something like that.
Nose spray?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Today is National Cat Day. Todd, this day's for you.
No.
What?
No. I like cats just fine, but I would never, I'm not a big fan.
I thought you had a cat.
So did I.
No, I don't. No.
Did you?
Why were people always buying you like cat gifts?
Did you?
Because they thought it was funny. Because I'm a dog person.
I did not know that.
No cats.
You never had a cat when you...
I've had cats. And when I was younger, you know, we had farm cats from across the street, you know, that would get run over by a car all the time.
That happens.
But, they're fine, but I'm a dog person.
Oh, my gosh. Here, okay, I got to return his gift.
Yeah, right.
Today is National Pickleball Day. Have you ever in our lifetimes seen a sport that...
caught fire.
Just that no one's ever heard of, that no, you know, it can't, it's not like, well, this is big in, you know,
is this going to go down, is this going to be like that, somebody famous, like James Naismith?
Is it? Who invented it?
He invented basketball.
Right.
But was there somebody that invented it, or was pickleball something that was dormant?
It just came out of the blue, didn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's only been, 2, 3, 4 years?
Oh, it's only been, when we took a little vacation in Cabo. And they had pickleball there, and that's the first time I played it, and the last time.
But how long ago was that?
3 years ago.
That's okay.
4 years ago. It was 4 years ago. It was right when COVID started, because actually we had to switch our flight to get back earlier because everybody's freaking out.
That
was
anyway,
pickleball. You're right. I'd never heard of it. I didn't even know what the guy's like. Hey, look, this is just you two guys can play this because it's not that intense, really. Now it is, but it just started off as like standing ping pong.
Well, that's the thing. It's like. Take a badminton racket or a racquetball racket even, and a wiffle ball, and let's go to the tennis court and hit it over the... And it'd be like, well, who's ever going to play that?
Right.
1965, it was invented in Washington State by Joel Pritchard, Bill Bell, and Barney McCallum, and they did it for kids to play in their backyards.
Wow. It took that long for it to become mainstream.
Boy, is it ever.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, they're taking tennis courts, they're taking it's municipalities and converting them into pickleball courts.
Well, even the lady we had on the other day talking about that, about pickleball.
Yeah.
And but there are injuries that happen because of the UWGB lady. They're doing a seminar on pickleball.
That's because, again, like pickleball has been dormant, so have some of us. And
then
you get out there and you start playing.
Yeah.
But what I've seen changes, it's a lot more intense.
I haven't. I only see it when I see people just kind of lollygagging.
Oh, just
it back
a lobby. Well, that's kind of fun. But no, I'm not. There's tournaments now.
Oh, I know
people fighting for court time, and that's.
I mean, think about what tennis was early. You know,
yeah.
Proper people with their whites.
Women and, were the big dresses.
Yeah, I mean, it was very prim and proper, and now it's just like crazy.
Insane. Yeah.
So it's pickleball day.
Yeah,
it is.
Do those guys? They just invented it. You don't get. There's like no royalties in that.
Maybe on the, well, I mean, I said the equipment. You could, can't you just basically use the wiffle ball that we all used to play wiffle ball with?
Yeah, I don't think that's actually. Or anything
have
special.
You watched any of that? I don't know if it's
that badminton.
No,
wiffle ball. Yeah,
it's amazing. They have like serious leagues for this. You can't believe what some of these pitchers can do with a baseball. Or, I mean, with a wiffle ball. I mean, that ball is this far from your head, and at the last second, it breaks down for a strike. It's unbelievable. Wow. You got to watch it. It's all over Facebook or whatever, wherever. It's amazing.
I thought that was just what you used to teach your kid how to bat.
It was.
And that's a tournament now?
And now it's big time.
I didn't know that. I'm not kidding you, John. If you would have said, is there such thing as
no,
wiffle ball?
No, this is legit.
I think it started as just a training thing,
right? It did. Absolutely.
Throw them to your kids so you didn't get
it's
hit.
Done inside, right? They play usually.
I've seen both.
Yeah.
No,
there's brewing companies down, like, you know, like the breweries we have up here.
Yeah.
There's places in Milwaukee where you can go drink and play like league wiffle ball.
Yes. Wow. I think that'd be fun.
So do I.
I really do. I think that'd be a lot. But some of these pitchers are amazing.
I mean, I'm telling you, I've seen some of these pitchers.
You've seen them? Yep.
It looks, I mean, it almost looks faked. It looks like AI because they stay.
Yes. With what they can do with
spin,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. Wow. Yeah. It is Dollar Day. That's nice. Dollar Tree. One of my favorite stores.
I don't think it's Dollar Day because of that. Dollar Day because, you know.
Do you want me to bring you down? Are you ever going to make me that chili?
Yeah. That coffee. I just want to tell you guys. I told you I was going to make that.
Yeah.
I don't have
a grinder?
I do. I couldn't find. I didn't look. I shouldn't say I couldn't find it. I didn't go look for it last night because we had, you know, see band concerts and friends over and. Then, you know, 9:30, 10.
You entertain quite a bit.
I do.
You entertain quite a bit.
A lot more than we realize.
It was very lame last night. It was.
Why?
Popcorn. No, I'm just saying that it wasn't like dinner.
Oh, low key, you mean?
Very low key. They came over at like, this concert starts at 7, I think, 20 to 7, 6:30. So popcorn and then ice cream and then some of those cherries that we had picked.
It sounds like something from a 1920s movie. You know, where you got the city park and the band. And
right.
People have ice cream.
Right.
And,
that's what it was. So it was, and then we sat around and talked for a little while. But,
then you're in the back and they'll be playing, take me to St. Louis, take me
the
to
music,
the fair.
It was kind of cool because they theme the city band concerts every week. And last night was just music. To honor the Olympics, obviously the Olympic theme, and then some other different countries' music. But anyway, it was fun. But
awesome.
Yeah, it was.
But anyways, okay. So in regards,
so I couldn't grind your coffee.
Do you want me to bring you down those two cans of beans I bought from a dollar store?
No, I'll get my
Dollar Tree.
No, as I told you, like I like good ingredients. So,
pinto beans are pinto beans. Or is it could be any different any place else?
Because the pinto beans you're going to bring me have been sitting in that can for probably a year. The pinto beans that I'm going to make.
It's hydraulically sealed.
I'm going to buy it at a store. I'm going to soak them so that they become softer beans. And then I'm going to.
I wonder if those dried beans, though, have been around longer than the canned beans.
Yeah, thank you, Todd.
Pretty good turnover at that Mexican restaurant on University, on Main Street. But
that's where you buy them from?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. All right.
They got the best ones.
All right. You know what? I'll
throw a can of yours in if it'll make you happy because I'm not going to eat it because my diet starts. I kind of fell off the wagon.
No, but here's the deal. My new diet, I'm on the 100% protein diet. 100% protein diet. Mm-hmm. Okay? I will admit this. I'm going to confess something. So I went to the little market here yesterday to buy, I was looking for cough drops for my allergies. Okay? And I said, I need something to kind of, you know, so that's where
like
I bought
some halls.
And then on the table was this little bottle of peppermint schnapps. And when I was in TV, I would use peppermint schnapps after the show to kind of clear me out. You know what I mean? And it was on half price sale for some reason.
Ooh.
So I bought this little bottle of peppermint schnapps. And then I looked it up as far as it's most high calorie per shot that you could possibly get of any drink.
It is a lot of sugar.
It's all sugar. Yeah. It's like the high vodka.
So
the lowest,
did you take it back?
The
then? They don't take liquor back.
I didn't read that until it was too late.
Yeah.
So anyway,
that's so hard to turn the bottle around and look at it. I can you just didn't have the time?
No, you have to look it up because it doesn't say that on the bottles. It doesn't say how many calories.
Oh, I guess it either that. Doesn't.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
But doesn't. But beer does, doesn't it?
No. If somebody's really low, they'll now. Like, I like that new, I don't know if it's new, Corona Premium. It's 2 carbs and 90 calories. And they've got that prominent.
But they don't
label.
Have to list it.
But
like
they don't think they have to. No.
Okay, so you looked at. All right, well, that's a good excuse.
Yes.
So what'd you do with it?
With what?
The schnapps.
Got rid of it.
Right down into the old
notice
gut.
Notice how he didn't lie when he said he got right. rid of it. He's like, I got rid of it, okay.
You know what I had
most
at the...
Most people think, oh, he poured it down the drain. Isn't that nice?
You know what's funny? What I had at that party Saturday was a Pabst Blue Ribbon. I haven't had a PBR in a long time.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Is it?
You know when you drink light beer, and you have a good old, you know, more stout... It's like, wow. This is
good stuff.
This is a real beer.
Yeah.
That was good. Today is also Frozen Custard Day. I'm not one of those people that go to frozen custard places, but it's good when you have it.
Yeah.
But you want to try the gelato right next door here. They got 22 flavors or something like that. It looks delicious.
It is delicious.
You got to get in there. CBD Day.
CBD Day.
Is that that stuff that you take?
Is that gummies?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I swear by them. I'm not kidding. I buy them here at the market or in Two Rivers, and I buy the sleep ones, and they help you sleep. They calm you down, and they help you sleep. And I'm not kidding about that.
I think that's a placebo, and I think that people
like you.
I do. I think that works. You say, I've taken something, and you just nod off naturally because there's nothing really in there.
Yeah, there is.
Like ginkgo?
Yeah.
Well.
It's a lot of stuff. Good stuff. Natural stuff. It's all natural. I'm not a druggie, but
promo.
But hey, I told you my guy has been writing down things, right? In regards to because he always used to do the thing on me and Nick for our show.
Okay.
And be a once or two, I think it was once every 2 weeks, things that were heard on the Mino and Nick show.
Okay.
And he would take stuff like that kind of like out of context.
Yeah.
And he said he's been following us and writing them down, wants to know if we want him to share them with us.
Yes. Okay. I want to know.
Okay. Big day for you, Jim. On this day, Congress established the U.S. monetary system.
That's why it's Dollar Day.
There you go.
That's why it's Dollar Day. That makes sense. Okay. Well, let's... go spend some money.
You know, okay.
Let's go make some money.
All right, we're making it right now. We got a great show coming up your way, folks. Stay with us. Is that Chips?
I said this music is from Chips.
It is.
And that is why?
What?
Look at the birthdays here. We got Larry Wilcox, who is 77 today.
There you go. Ponch and John, right?
Yep.
Okay. So he was the other guy.
He was the blonde guy.
Taller guy.
Yep.
And he's 70?
77.
I told you.
Look at some of these. Look at some of these.
I know.
Ages.
Connie Stevens, 86.
I met her.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. She was here. Green Bay.
Actually, I did, too.
Yeah.
I played softball against her.
Very friendly.
She was on that same team that the traveling All-Stars when Sally Struthers need my grandma region.
Yeah. Okay.
She was on that team.
That would make sense. Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't know she was still. I'm glad she's still alive.
I didn't either, to be honest with you.
She's been pretty quiet the last 20 years.
Yeah. Dustin Hoffman, 87 years old.
Really?
Wow. You know, I still say Kramer versus Kramer was a great movie.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That was such a great movie. Him and Meryl Streep. Donnie Most from Partridge Family? Happy Days.
Yeah.
Happy Days. Donnie Most is 71.
Okay, Donnie Most lives in Southern California.
Okay.
Right, is that Ponzi? Is that what you said?
What's it? No, he was Ralph Malph, right?
Oh, that's right. You're right, Ralph Malph. You're right.
Okay, I was gonna because that guy ran for mayor and didn't win.
Oh, you know, I did. Other than Henry Winkler and then Ron Howard, of course, went into directing more than anything else. None of those other people ever really. I mean, You say Donnie, if Donnie Most shows up in a movie, or some, people will be laughing. It's like, hey, it's Ralph Mouth.
Yeah.
Or Potsy. But hey, that's Potsy.
Right.
You know, there was, you know who that drove crazy back in the day and may have led to him either killing himself or a murder? Superman. The guy that played Superman. Okay. You know, faster than a speeding bullet.
Yeah.
All right. There's a movie made about this. And so that ended. He's like, I want to be a serious actor. And he was actually in, he had a part in From Here to Eternity, which became one of the biggest movies of all time. Frank Sinatra, Ernest Borgnine, just huge, right? Mm-hmm. And he had a part, and they did the preview type things where they kind of debut the movie in selective places, and all the people started laughing. And so, faster than a speeding bullet, Sergeant Jones, or whatever. And they had to reshoot, kicked him out of the movie. The
director's like, this isn't going to
happen. Yes. And that really drove him batty. And he either killed himself or was murdered by, like, his girlfriend. Real tragic story.
Wow.
Yeah.
But they talked about that all the time, typecast. That was it. And you're done.
Yeah. You're done.
Yeah.
And that's why some people, it's like, man, why did they leave that show? You know?
Yeah. Happy Days was not good to that Joni.
No, you're right. Joni and Chachi. No. Yeah. That was turned out bad. You know, that was dumb, though. That was forced. You know what? You know what bugged me about that? Okay, she played the perfect little sister.
Right.
Should have ended it there. Then they tried making her almost like sexy with Ralph, and she wasn't. Right. She was this wholesome, stay wholesome, have those kind of roles. She could have moved into those and did whatever. But they tried, like, making her a little bit more glam. Chachi never would have gone for somebody like that. Come on.
Right.
He wanted the Pinky Tuscadero types. He wanted the chicks that smoked at lunchtime. You know what I mean? He, the type?
He had some.
We all know the type. Let's be honest.
Like, he's went kind of nuts too, though, hasn't he?
Well,
politically or something.
Yeah, I was just going to say that he stayed in the limelight, but not because of great acting.
Right.
It's
right.
Because he comes out pretty strong for some of these politicians.
Yeah. But I always thought this is a bad mix.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Didn't she die in some trailer park in Indiana or something?
Yep. It really is. Scott Stapp is 51. He was in Green Bay recently, right, Todd?
Yep. Scott Stapp.
Stapp. Yep. I used to like them when they were big.
Who is that?
Singer?
Yeah. I can't read that. I'm getting glasses.
Okay.
Who is he?
What's the name of his band, Todd?
Hall & Oates?
No, huge band.
Creed.
Oh, Creed.
Hey, I sing like this.
Okay.
How's that impersonation, Todd?
Not bad.
Okay, actually. Thank you. Thank you.
You'll have to do your birthday song one morning like that.
Like that. Deborah Norville, I-66. I always liked her.
Yeah.
And boy, the media turned on her about being the blonde bubblehead, as they used to call her all the time. And
she kind of pushed Jane Pauley out, right?
She certainly did. And they didn't. She was America's sweetheart.
She didn't last very long in that position.
Not at all.
People hated her.
Yeah, they did.
She went on a speaking. She's got something now, though, right? Doesn't she have a cable thing?
She's got Inside Edition.
Yeah, Inside Edition. Yep, you're right.
I went to, you know, those seminars that you can go to where they have a bunch of celebrities speak.
Yeah.
And she was one of them.
Oh, really?
And she talked about exactly what you just said about getting pushed out.
Yeah.
Of course, it was everybody else's fault but hers.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know what happened there, but I just...
Broadcasting is what happened. That stuff happens all the time.
Yeah, and it's... I don't know if it's more brutal now or if it was more brutal back then, but there were... Because now everybody's a critic.
Yeah.
But back then, there were some real big national TV critics, and they carried a lot of weight. I mean, they're in, like, Reader's Digests and those places.
Remember the back of TV Guide, Cheers and Jeers?
Absolutely.
And every week, they would rip on somebody.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yep. I remember that.
You know what was proud moment in my family's life?
When Grandma got out of jail?
Yeah.
Okay. I still can't get over that. And I've been working with you for a year.
What was my grandma's, one of the last things she said to me about how to get through life?
Like,
Johnny,
like, screw
if somebody does something bad to you, never forget.
Proudest moment in the...
Well, not the proudest, but a very... And I've still got it in a scrapbook. I can show it to you.
Yep.
Okay? Mm-hmm. When I was in TV Guide.
Oh.
Were you?
Yeah, because they would do... You know, you could buy local advertising in TV Guides. So the local TV stations would buy advertising.
Yep.
Okay, I'm sure when you told that story, I don't think you got this far in it. He's like, I've been on TV Guide in your interviews.
Yeah. I'll show it to you. I've got it.
That's okay.
You want to see it?
Yes.
I'll bring it down. Okay. Yep. I will. It's from when I was in Twin Falls, Idaho. And that's back in the days when I was trying to straighten my hair and look like an anchorman. It wasn't working. But yeah, I'll show you that.
Did you? You really tried to be the anchorman? Did you? I didn't know that. Really?
Well, I was a sports anchor.
You kind of had to back then, though, didn't you?
When you're in a small station, I did weather. I was a cameraman. In those small stations in those days, you did everything for $5 an hour. I qualified for food stamps. I was making so little, living in a trailer in Twin Falls, Idaho.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So don't say I didn't pay some dues, friend.
You did.
Now look at his life.
Exactly. Look at I'm here with He's you.
Bigger. And now you got unbelievable. Now you got a double wide.
I know.
Great.
I like trailers.
I do too.
I really do. We had one for our camp, whatever, was a trailer, and we deer hunted out of that. I liked it. There's something I like about trailers.
Maybe it protects you from the wind, but beyond that, I mean, any tornado vapor. And I don't think they've got great air conditioning and heat controls.
Ours was fine. I don't know why you don't like trailers. I enjoy trailers. You know what I used to like best was with the dining room, whatever you want to call it, was, you know, the almost like, what do you call them, booths, where they're all around like a semicircle.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those?
Yep.
Right at the end of the front window. I liked it. What?
That's great.
I could see me years from now.
Me too.
In a trailer.
Not me. I mean, I can see you. Yeah, I can see me in a trailer.
Some small Arizona town.
Yeah.
Just outside of Apache Junction.
What's the temperature in here, John? Well, what's the temperature outside?
I'll be sitting on the lawn chair.
Outside, it'll be a bunch of lawn art made of
wood. Yes. Right. That I make and weld.
Yep.
Because I'm going to take that welding class to make lawn art.
Maybe some glass art. You'll start doing that, blowing glass.
Next to some guy that's got a warrant out for him. Yeah. Okay.
A what?
Warren who? Warren Gerds out for him?
Warren.
Oh, Warren. Warren. Enunciate there, Jim. Come on.
Sorry, it's early.
Wow. Hey, we got Tad coming on. I'm going to do a push-up contest with those guys.
No.
Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. He thought it's funny. No, Jim ran out to his car to get his glasses. He's reading everything. He's like, I can see.
Wow. Your eyes are not
good.
Okay, they're as bad probably as mine, Jim.
I think worse because I can read that stuff.
I don't know how you live without your glasses.
I don't think you should be driving.
I can see
he should not be driving.
Uh-uh. No, I need glasses to drive, but I can read 6:34.
Now I know what Milton is. It's a guide dog.
I was just telling our guests about they're walking around our office and they're looking at the flag and the picture of baseball players that someone gave you. You brought down here and then they looked at the picture of Milton. And so we were talking about him. So I said, John, well, teases me about Milton, and you just did. So, right, Tad?
Yep.
We're with Tad Taggart, Western Racket and Fitness, and we're with Fernando Chavarria.
Close enough.
How's that?
Good morning.
Was that pretty good, Fernando?
Was that exactly? Great. Well, that's it? Oh,
good. Nailed it.
Well, you guys have been on.
Were you named after my favorite ABBA song?
I was not, no.
Okay.
No.
Remember that? No. Can you hear the guns, Fernando?
But I do often get serenaded with that song.
You often do?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
That's funny. Do you really?
No, that's great.
Has anyone ever made that connection? Do you hear that often?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, I like it because when you're in Spanish class in high school, you have to take a Hispanic name, and they gave me Fernando. So I've always loved that name.
But how often are you serenaded by an older gentleman?
Or someone who's,
it's a little more often.
In case you didn't hear Todd,
he said,
how often is there by an old guy?
An old white guy that's tone deaf, so. Yeah, you got it all.
Doesn't get much better than that. This day is just magical for you. And you're like, well, I'm glad I got up at 4:30. Yeah, no,
whenever somebody trips over my name a little, I say, you know, just like that song, ABBA.
Absolutely.
Like, oh, yeah.
Love that song.
All right, so yeah.
The only thing better would be if you were Fernando from Waterloo. Because remember their song Waterloo? Waterloo. Remember that song, Ted?
Oh, yeah.
ABBA. Remember that one, Jim?
I do. I just.
They were huge. 74
songs. ABBA who? I mean, you're crushing it right now. Yeah. Keep it rolling.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I like
Don't think that's why we had you guys on the show, but we can talk ABBA. No, you guys have been on before. You've been on before, and the reason you were on here before was a challenge to the community, or to what would you call that? A challenge just to yourself, to an individual. Tell us about it, Ted.
A chance Tager? For people to challenge themselves.
Exactly. That's
really.
Yeah. Right. Endure 24-hour fitness challenge. It was to raise money for HUA Wisconsin, right? So suicide prevention in veterans. And it was an opportunity for anybody that's seeking a fitness challenge to really find their limits and push past them. And that's, I'd say we did that. Right, Fernando? You think so?
Fernando, yeah, you were one of the participants.
I was one of the participants.
And what prompted you to even join that or sign up for that crazy 24 hours?
Again, you know, like I said last time, it was for a really good cause that was near and dear to my heart.
Right.
And on a personal level, it was really to find that bubble for myself again, that bubble of pushing myself to that space of wanting to quit and then choosing to keep going. And I definitely hit that marker several times over.
You know, what? That's
like driving over there.
I just read, I can't remember who it was about, in the Olympics. And they talked about, I know what it is. It was a women's soccer team. Because it was really, really hot and humid the other day when they played Germany and came out with a big win. And they were talking to the coach about that. And she said, one of the things that they stress more than anything, even more than, you know, strategy and everything like that, is accepting that pain and putting it into a place, into a vault, they call it. Taking the pain, putting it in a vault, knowing it's there, accepting it.
And moving on.
But then moving on.
Wow.
It's really interesting. She was talking about some of the videos and movie or things. So this sounds like exactly what you guys probably had to do, huh?
Well, exactly. And that's a skill that has to be refined, right?
That's what she said.
And you know, that's what she said.
Yeah, that's what she said. Okay. But anyway, she said it's like a skill that you have to learn as much as any other skill mentally.
It is, but it's incredibly rewarding to work on. And that's, I mean, I was actually, Fernando, I love telling this to other people, but you approached me about the event. You're actually one of the first people to just approach me. You know, I'm out like seeking people that are crazy enough to want to do this. But I still remember I was in the locker room. You come up to me and you said, the flyer said to talk to you. I was like, wow. What? You're like the flyer for the event.
You did look at me confused, and I was confused. So I'm like, well, it's your name.
It's your flyer.
And I'm like, wait, you're crazy enough? You want to do this? Yeah. You want to do this?
So, Fernando, what pushed you? I mean, tell me a little bit, or Ted, just tell me the overall alliance. Right? There was a run, 10K?
Yeah, pretty much start to finish. How did it go?
The 10K was kind of the
beginning, right?
The middle. It was the middle. Actually, you finished the 10K, and you're at the 12-hour mark. You're halfway through, which was that in itself was a bit of a mind game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it included a Murph workout. So in a vest, you know, run a mile, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, run a mile. We did...
Just another day.
Yeah. That was the beginning. That was the warm up. We did rock climbing, boxing, jiu-jitsu.
Is it 100 push-ups straight?
Yes. Or, 100 pull-ups. 200 push-ups. Yeah.
100 pull-ups.
Not straight as non-stop.
Okay.
You stop when you need to.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Okay. That's what's okay.
But you don't move on until you're done with the reps.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
Johnny, you'd still be there. Okay. Go ahead.
I did six the other day.
60? You did
no, 6-0.
Six.
Oh, I thought you meant 0-6.
No, 6. I did. Because I had a
he's
tournament.
Bragging. It is 6. It's not 6-0. He just said 6-0.
He's
saying 0-6.
6.0.
He's saying 0-6. Yes, for the 100.
Flip
yeah,
it. Yeah.
But because I had that torn muscle in my shoulder. I'm never going to say the name of it because people make fun of what I say. A torn
labrum?
Yes. Thank you.
Connective tissue. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I couldn't do it for a couple of years. So now I'm working my way back.
That's awesome. 6.
He's at the 6.
0. 6.
So they did.
0.0. Yeah.
194 more and you passed step one.
Welcome
April
to the warm up, buddy.
25.
And that's the warm up.
All right, John, you can move on. Go ahead.
So then that did that. I Fernando, that wasn't the bubble that pushed you. I want to hear what happened after that, Ted.
We went rock climbing, did some speed challenges, some night rock climbing with headlamps on. That was at Odyssey Climbing. Huge shout out to those guys.
Yeah,
awesome.
Did not have to do that for us.
I never heard of that.
It was incredible, yeah.
Wow.
They usually bust it out for just special events. I had to ask really nicely, and they did.
Nice.
So,
well, this was a special event.
It was a special event. It was pretty. They made it pretty special. And then we went back to Western, and we had about an hour of boxing, a little over an hour of jiu-jitsu. We got a little carried away. And then that carried us into the 10K. After the 10K.
Can I just say this? In order for somebody to even attempt this whole thing, I get a feeling that testosterone is flying around pretty strong. When you guys get in the ring and start throwing fists and things like that, I could see where that could get a little bit carried away, true or false.
I mean, it's tempting, but we had a really great group. Like, I trusted everyone there.
Okay.
And, you know, even speaking of testosterone, I'd say the ladies killed it almost more than the guys did.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah. Let me think.
So I just want to say, so back to you, Fernando. When were you tested? When did you say, like, I don't know if I can do this?
The breaking point?
Yeah.
We were just talking about that.
We were. Yeah, it was when Tad's friend Dan had. And I said it when I was here last time, too. I hate running. I didn't like it when I was good at it, and I'm not good at it and still don't like it. And so when we hit that 10K, when that was done, that was like, you know, standing at the peak of that mountain, watching the sunrise, if you will.
The crucible.
It was a great feeling. I did it. We're done with the hardest part of running, I tell myself. Then several hours later, his friend Dan is running us some more, and for an indefinite amount of time, we're running. It's a quarter mile, half mile, coming up to a mile. And I'm just done. I'm like, I'm done running. I don't want to run anymore.
Wow.
That's got to be tough. He didn't tell you how long the run was going to be?
No, right. That would be tough. I didn't know I was doing any more, like, distance running at all.
Oh, so yeah.
Somebody, it was around 6 a.m., 6, 7 a.m. Yep. My mind and body were just angry and spent.
Somebody told me, I don't know whether it's Marines or SEALs or whatever, the worst thing they can mind bleep you with was taking you out on a run and not telling you how far it was going to be.
Yeah.
That because, was, you know, mentally, normally, you could say, well, absolutely, we're halfway there or whatever.
That was exactly what Dan did. So Dan is a Marine.
Okay.
Dan Alstein. So he, big-time dog trainer, does awesome. He's canine trainer. Awesome dude. But he was head over heels, wanted to do this the second I mentioned it to him. And he knew what he was doing. He looked at the schedule and he's like, oh, they did a 10K at 2 a.m., huh? So they probably think their running's done. And then he was like, well, let's start it with a little run. And yeah, he's like, we'll just call it a recon shuffle. And he just took us, no warning where we're going. It was quite the pivotal point.
No names, but did anybody just say, this is too much?
No.
I'm out.
Really?
Nobody quit.
Nobody tapped out.
No.
I said that. I didn't stop. I'm like, this is,
in your brain.
This is too much.
Mind, yeah. You know,
because with that, you can't
pace
yourself.
Maybe some few unkind
words.
Well,
no, that's
words,
right. That's right.
You got to go. I wanted to bring this. This is from Dan. I don't know if you want to talk about it, but some of Dan's event specifically, he wanted to make sure I got this to you, Fernando. So if you want to explain maybe what I gave to you.
Sure. Well, first off, he gave me a coin here. Usually
challenge
these
coin.
Are handed out like challenge coins. Yep. Mm. So that looks like what I'm staring at here, and that's
I love
pretty
those.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then the second thing I'm holding is a postcard that Dan asked. He handed each of us when we first met him before I knew I was doing any running. So I was still in a kind mind space, but I need more running, I should say. But anywho, and he asked us to write down, what, you know, our final message to our family if we knew that was the last time we were possibly going to get to send them a message, like, wow, in that mindset.
Which would have been for me and John.
Yeah, exactly. Mine just was said, final words, boys. Claim the body.
Told you so. Mine would be told you so.
I hope Jim didn't make it either.
Tell my family it was those 6 push-ups that did me in.
Right. That's 7th one. I wanted to stop at 6, and he wouldn't let me.
So can you say what you wrote or anything, Fernando, or?
You know, I didn't expect to receive it today.
Okay,
I put him on the spot.
Putting it out there.
But what a great idea to do that.
Right. I think that's, you know, that's really cool. What would be your last message to whoever you pick, probably your partner.
But. And this was inspired. Dan was inspired because, so that Murph workout that we started with, that's in honor of a fallen Navy SEAL, Lieutenant Michael Murphy.
Oh, I've read about him.
So if you've heard of Lone Survivor, you know who he is. So Operation Red Wings, one of the greatest casualties in special operation warfare. And he was the radio operator for his team. And he basically, to call in backup, that eventually saved Marcus Luttrell, this lone survivor Navy SEAL, he had to willingly take fire and had seconds.
He was exposed.
To make a final call. And so that was what Dan was kind of proposing to us, is I imagine you were in that same spot, right? He wanted us in that headspace as we're, you know, at the point that he got to us. I mean, we were 14, 15 hours into this event, still staring down another 10. Mm. And he just wanted us to remember what we're doing this for and who we're doing this for. And I thought it was particularly compelling. And I think the headspace we're in,
you just gave me goosebumps. Yeah. I'll be totally honest with you.
And it was all his idea. And I let him run with it. But I had to share it. I think it was a pretty cool experience. I did put Fernando on the spot. I thought what was interesting is, I think we're all in a space that we were pretty vulnerable. And I think we all put things on those cards that, is pretty close to the heart. Yeah. By the time you get to that point, you know, by the time you get to that point, you just...
It's raw.
It's raw. And it's raw. You're thinking about the only things that keep you going at the core of who you are, right?
I just want to reset who you guys are. Ted Taggart, Western Racket and Fitness, Fernando Chavarria.
Oh, man. You only got it right that one time. That one time.
He was practicing all morning.
Stick to your ABBA.
Endure, just finish 24 hours of some of the most intense workout, whatever you want to call them, things you'll ever find. And you guys did it for 24 hours straight.
Yes, sir.
First time this has ever been done in Green Bay?
First, but not the last.
Okay.
He's already talked about it. I talked to him out in the lobby. He's looking at next year already.
Yep.
Can you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Did everybody finish?
Everybody finished.
That's amazing.
Was there any, like, finally, like, was there, like, something easy, like biking? Do you swim in that thing?
I think the axe throwing was the easy point, and I think we're all spent that nobody even wanted to do it anymore. We're all just sitting around the table staring at each other like, are we done yet? Can we just be done?
I couldn't land an axe to save my life.
It was pathetic,
I was
man.
So tired.
Good thing, Tad, they weren't looking at you to throw the axe.
Yeah.
How long did it take to recover?
This week.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think most of the guys, everybody that I talked to, most of the group was back to working out the following week at some point, mm-hmm. but none of us felt probably normal until at least the beginning of this week.
I know what you guys went through because I bought a bike, and the bike seat is so uncomfortable that my butt, it's chafing.
Right there with a 24-hour.
Like,
same thing.
Do I quit? You know what I mean? And I endured.
Yeah, you just push through.
Talk about that mindset.
Way to go.
So, can I get one of your t-shirts? And then if anybody asks me on the Fox Trail.
You're like, I can do it with the bike.
Exactly. Yes. Accent. Can you guys stick around? There's some other stuff we need to talk to you about workout-wise. All right, we're going to set our quick break. Tad and Fernando back right after this. Welcome back. Ted and Fernando here. And again, what an amazing endeavor they endured. Endure, just finish a 24-hour, bleep to the wall workout thing for 24 hours straight. Tell me what the people, because I'm sure almost everybody, this took them to a level they had never been at before. What's it like afterwards when they say, greatest experience, toughest experience, I'd never do it again, I can't wait to do it again. What was the feedback? How about for you, Fernando?
Well, my colleague and I who went in this together.
Right.
So back at work on Monday when we saw each other, that's one of the first things we both said to each other. Can't wait to do this again.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So, and Joel, he's got that very positive strong marine
John,
energy.
I told you that guy had issues.
He's got all the right kinds of issues.
I think that's great.
We all need more of those issues.
Was that a pretty common thread, Ted?
Every participant I talked to said, number one, I'm coming back next year. Number two, I'm bringing some people with me.
Wow.
Okay. That's cool.
Congratulations.
Yeah, really.
I mean, seriously, for you organizing it, congratulations.
I mean, I appreciate that, but I had the idea, but it wouldn't have happened.
But you sold it. You sold the idea.
Actually, you know who sold it? Matt King at Western. He sold it, man. He was the biggest spokesperson for this event I've ever met. I think every person in Western knew about it because he talked to every single person.
Is he your trainer?
No. I think my trainer could do this.
Doro, right?
No. he just had a baby.
Yeah, Ryan Doro.
What? Oh, yeah. Doro. I don't know his last name.
Just Todd's Ryan. Todd's the other. Yes! Yes!
Yes! Yes! That's,
yes!
The, that
that's
the guy.
I didn't know his last name.
That's your trainer. He's only behind the window there.
Yes. Doro. Okay, I didn't know that was his last name.
I believe Ryan could do it.
So do I. He was promoting it too.
Yeah, I think
not to me. He was just telling me about
actually,
it.
Actually, I think the only reason he couldn't do it, he didn't do it, is he wasn't sure on the timeline on the
right.
baby. I believe it. He'd probably
and
be in.
They had a baby boy. I'm sure you know that.
Oh,
they
yeah.
passed it all around.
Yeah.
Yes, that was cool. I got a message from him.
Okay,
is there something you would do different? I mean, I get more participants, and you're going to do it again. What are you thinking about? More challenging?
Oh,
or
I've got lots
too
of
much?
Ideas.
Really?
I had notes. I was writing notes. That, I mean, besides like nursing every muscle in my body that was sore the next day, I was writing notes, devising what
Did
next year's going to
look
like.
Did you do it with them? Did you do it too?
Oh, yeah. Every
you
minute.
Weren't just
yeah.
the
No.
DI?
Yeah, every minute.
Wow.
Yeah.
I
got to say this too, if you don't mind, Tad.
Yeah,
so in between doing all of these different physical challenges, you know, I'd take 15, 20 minutes at least to like sit down on a chair and relax and just like kill my mind for a second. And Tad would be running there, Tad, Matt, and several other people just running back and forth, getting stuff ready for whatever's coming up next.
Oh.
So it was amazing. Now, Tad absolutely did do it with us side by side, but in between also, because I doubt you'll acknowledge it for yourself, it was amazing watching them run around and get ready for the next event while I'm sitting there just thinking like, oh.
Keeping it order so tired.
You know, I'm just
enough about you guys. I never brag about myself and my physical things, okay?
Besides the bike.
It's every day.
Besides the bike and the six push-ups.
He'll tell you about the steps.
No, okay. This was the hottest day of the year so far this summer. Heat index was 114.
All right. Okay. 20,000
8.9 miles. Okay?
We'll round up.
Yeah. So nice. Anyway, you know why? But Jim, I didn't tell you this. You know what? You know why I'm doing this? And I want you as motivation when you work out. November, can't think of the date. I want to do the Ruck March.
Oh, yeah. The Hoo-Ha's Ruck.
17 miles.
Yeah.
So that's
awesome
what I'm training
event.
For.
Rock on, man.
Yes. You guys going
to
be there?
I plan to. You plan
okay.
to? I'm hoping
what
to get
that?
On my calendar. I don't have the date, though.
I don't know what it is. What is it? Not where is it? What is it?
It
used to be 26 miles, wasn't it? Or 20 miles? I don't know. But it's 17
That's a marathon,
miles.
John.
I know.
It's a suicide prevention awareness Ruck March. So the number of miles is the number of veterans who are dying by suicide each year. So it's Hoo-Ha's Wisconsin raising awareness.
But it's a walk.
Yeah. But you have to run. You have to carry a ruck, right?
Well, I don't know. You don't have to. But like the idea is to ruck, and I don't know if they have a certain amount of weight that you know they recommend. But
part
it can
of
be
it
empty.
Is,
it can be no ruck. It can be whatever.
Part of it
you
is
want.
On okay. the on the Fox River Trail.
Yeah,
it is because I watched those guys all walk. Or the ladies too. I mean,
that's my goal.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
A great goal.
That is a great goal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna write that down.
And you know, Hoo-Ha also does skydiving.
Yeah, I know.
So you could
do it here.
Yeah. Well, when I was in the airborne, I got enough of that. You know what I mean? I got my wings and I had my fill.
You had a
but I gotta tell you something. Have you guys jumped?
I have not.
Have
not
you,
yet.
Fernando?
Not in the military, but I did skydive.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When you see those. The videos when they're up there and they open the door and the guys are and I give those guys a lot of credit, man. And they're just, you know what I mean? And they there's no hesitation.
Yep.
You just go. And it's like, wow, you talk about in the wild blue yonder the way they do it with those guys.
Oh yeah.
All the respect in the world for them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the free fall thing is really cool.
Yeah,
and
it is.
That was actually started by a great friend of mine. Do you know Charity? Who lost her fiance post-traumatic stress and everything. And she started that. Or what? It was one of the people that helped start it.
Awesome.
And that's big right now. All airports, they do it, Pulaski, obviously, Amro, and then Madison, and just a lot of people come out just to support the cause.
Well, the families come out. Like the one we did in Amro a few years ago, there was a World War II veteran who the last time he had jumped was like literally on D-Day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So it really brings veterans of different generations together for the same common cause, which I think is really cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and you know, we had a gentleman yesterday who was a wonderful young guy, runs a new business in Kaukauna with coffee and battle post-traumatic stress horrifically, and tries to help others now, and the same type of thing with suicide prevention. You can't say enough about it. Mm-hmm. So that's something that just has to continue because that, unfortunately, it can't be eradicated, it seems like. You just got to keep humping with it.
For sure.
So I'm just so impressed with what you put together and that you guys, like yourself, Fernando, you guys did it. You got through it. And now you're saying, yep, let's do it again.
We'll do it again.
And I want to make a commitment for next year. I've been really listening to you guys.
God.
You're so impressive.
I'm gonna make a commitment that we're going to have you on the air again.
That's exactly what it is.
I knew where that was coming. But you got a personal trainer at Western.
I
come
do.
On.
Yeah, he'll get you ready.
No, train for this.
I'm with Johnny. I'm going to have you back on the air.
All right. All right.
You guys are great. You're an inspiration. Yeah. And I think this needs a little bit more media coverage because I think the cause is great, but I like the personal challenge that you talked about, Fernando, how, you're excellent shape and to want to push yourself again. And then the first thing you say after that, to say,
and it's not for personal glory.
No, it's not.
Well, that's the cool thing. You get personal growth, but you're also giving back.
Right.
And there's
you guys
nothing
are
better
awesome.
Than that.
Fernando, this goes out for you. Thank you so much, guys. Proud of you guys and honored to be.
Congrats.
Thanks for having us.
Honored to be your friends. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to set a quick break back after this.
Can you hear the drums, Fernando? I remember long ago another starry night like this. In the firelight, Fernando.